If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
It is Seize the World, as we've said, and a lot has happened over the weekend. I couldn't wait to get in the studio and start discussing it, because on Friday afternoon, I actually saw a statement released by Acting Police Minister Feroz Khashalia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was admonishing the police commissioner, Ufani Masemola, talking about why would they want to take the, how many dockets was it? 121?
121, yeah.
Yeah, 121 dockets back from Pretoria and take them back to KZN. Now, let me give you the backstory to this thing. You'll remember that about 2 months ago, Provincial Commissioner Mkhwanazi came out and made a series of allegations that went all the way up to a judiciary. He spoke about some members of the judiciary are infiltrated. He then spoke about these dockets, which had apparently been confiscated from his political killing task force team that's based in KZN and taken to Pretoria, right? And then obviously once that happened, the president promptly opened up. Well, he declared that there was going to be a commission. This commission we spoke about last week was then delayed.
Yeah, it was supposed to start today.
100%. So it was delayed because of logistical issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened last week was there was actually an Interpol conference that happened from Wednesday to Thursday. It was in Cape Town. So Interpol is like international police. And Feroz Khashalia spoke at that Interpol conference. So did the police minister, Fani Masemola. Once the police minister spoke, then he was interviewed. I think it was by ENCA, and they asked him, what's happening with the dockets? Mm. That's when he then let slip that, no, these dockets, I've requested they be sent back. And in fact, we are making copies of the documents and ensuring that they haven't been tampered with. Right? Haige Zakal. You can already tell, by the way, that the acting police minister, Feroz Khashalia, and the police commissioner are not currently seeing eye to eye.
Yeah.
One thing I said on Twitter was, I said, if these guys don't see that their goose is already cooked, then nangbaz gubayobo naktal. Because let me tell you, if something happens here and somebody gets brought in, you can assume that that person has the ear of the leadership, whomever the leadership is, right? That person speaks for the leadership and they're here to deliver something. So when you hear Feroz Khashalia say something, he's speaking for the president. Aige, we didn't even have to assume. Yesterday, the president himself now, the reports in City Press that he's furious. Mm. And if you don't believe City Press, they then went and asked Vincent, the spokesperson for the presidency. And indeed, Vincent confirmed that the president was speaking, or rather Khashalia was speaking for the president when he said that this is improper. On the one hand, the president is saying, because this is now part of an ongoing commission that hasn't started, but it's obviously going to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You taking these dockets back is essentially tampering with evidence. Mm-hmm. You are messing with an ongoing process, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, even though the police commission hasn't said this, I can understand somebody saying, bro, while we wait for your commission, we've got work to do. I can understand that.
No.
What do you mean?
It's interference regardless. Wait.
So I'm going to put it.
No, but still, these dockets are in question, these 121 dockets. They've got other jobs to do. There's a lot of crime happening. They've got other work to take care of. These dockets have been taken in for that judicial the inquiry to take place. Why are they moving around now? It creates that suspicion and also public trust. No.
Violet, there's no public trust.
Yeah.
That I can tell you.
Yeah.
People have chosen their sides and obviously, I told you guys, this is inevitable. These commissioners are going to go, both the provincial and the national.
Right.
Those are real.
I mean, honestly.
But, fine, yeah, don't believe me, but this should show you.
This also then shows you that should the president act, I mean, he's acting on something that is quite tangible, right? Because also public trust is a major issue. At the same time, where does this leave the integrity of the commission, which is set to get underway, if it seems as if you may be tampering here with very important evidence? One would say that should we be expecting suspensions of the police commissioner? I don't know.
Now, this is the thing, Bali. We once spoke about this before you joined the show. I spoke about how Mkhwanazi's press conference was very conveniently positioned so that he could gain public sympathy mm-hmm. before anything happens. And indeed, the public is on his side. They've said that. Mm-hmm. Do you see now the problem, Paul? Because I highlighted this. Now the president, when he acts, or should he act, the public's going to go, what are you doing? Protecting criminality. Yada, 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 yada.
And for me, therein lies the problem. I feel like at times when our president needs to act, he tends to take too long.
Mm. Yeah.
And while he is thinking and ruminating and doing whatever it is that he needs to do, things fall apart. And now when he's going to act, it kind of seems a little too late.
Yeah.
Because now so much has happened with regards to this. And I agree fully with Juliet. As much as all of this is part of the commission and so on and so forth, why was it moved from KZN in the first place? Now you want to move it back. Now you're talking about making copies. While you're making copies, we don't know what's going to happen while you're making the copies. Do you get what I mean? It all just comes out and it's like, you guys are meddling too much into this.
Well, it was moved because then, right, police minister, from what we told, Senzo Mchunu was working in cahoots with the deputy police commissioner, Usmia.
First problem.
That's what we heard.
First problem.
And again, for me, this highlights that the head of the executive, or at least the executive arm, is in support of these documents being removed. What do they know that we don't?
You see.
Lukulu, I know you don't see you. Let us know, what are your thoughts? Because now, you obviously need to choose a side. There's no two ways about it. Are you with the police commissioner or are you with the president and the police minister, Azish?
Well, Tasizwe and the team, I may be called emotional or something, but anything that has to do with Ramaphosa and him being angry, I know where there's something that he's trying to protect, which is himself and the team. So whatever they did, Masemola and team, I support it, even if it's wrong. But I know that they're trying to expose something that is bigger than what we think, which is Ramaphosa and the friends. So kudos to Masemola and the team. Naga right, go on. Even if they are wrong, I still support them.
But you don't know that for a fact. Huh? But yeah, having said that, there is something in these dockets that we are unaware of.
Guys, why are dockets still physically written? Why are dockets in 2025 still not digital? In the Ngaka, by register, by Zabanga phone, digitize our documents so that these things can just be emailed. But my logo be email. The technology is long caught up with the world. Sisase Lapuguti, Mele Amatokets, Apalo, Ila Mapois, Alawa Aguguti, in most cases, they are actually illiterate. Unogu to Ubali statement, Dipelu Bajwe, Inku Winji or something. And when you have to read the statement back, Lento loko to gumchela yona yena maraphala so kwenye into nje different nje so okokuqala hay bafethu hay
Mzansi, you're too corrupt. Mzansi, digitize bafethu about digitizing ama documents.
Okay, fine, you're raising a good point, but to get that aside, I suppose the question I need to ask is, do you think it's right that investigations that are part of an ongoing commission carry on? What do you think of that?
Well, again, I want it 2 years old. No capital, no sugar. Inkinga le. Laba, bakagi le lab. Amanzi, ayangeni zin. Abas with my team, go see him. Yeah. Vimbangali. Genangali. Inkinga. Sisinking.
You know, the way in my corner, you just don't know which side of the fence to actually stand on. Aye, because who president? Man. My boys are now seasoned in Angas. Angas now. You know what? Moment on the commissioner, I isn't his name is Yavela. President now is taking time, you know, to act. The country land of a faith.
It's really crazy. I mean, what happens after they've done the copies? Are they going to certify them themselves? Because obviously a copy that is not certified cannot necessarily stand in court. So even if they make those copies, what's the deal? One, you know, and two, the fact that you're making copies of something, I mean, you can add or remove. And that's absolute tempering. So I don't think that is a good idea. I must just leave them where they've taken them. Them going to KZN is just going to be a disaster.
Well, they're already in KZN here. And then there's a tweet here from Muntless Ganga who's saying, what can the commission do with 121 dockets anyway? They don't have policing powers, right? All they have to do is determine the veracity of Konaz's allegations. That's it. It's appropriate for the dockets to continue being investigated, and the commission can also continue to ventilate the issue.
Cecil, now I suspect someone international or local. Langela masemelo ko sete ka moza finzo wetsa la ngandle ke docket me ba re am khunu kwanazi ha is be ba ra di khotsetse if got nothing to do with this di khotsetse. Remember Cecil, this docket one of the reasons we're having the commission on night. So either way, Nancy did the Hotle Kumasemul, and the commission itself might want those documents to see one or two who were not handling the Wizard Langamara documents. They might want to do that. I don't know if it's possible. Mar, Yona, Nigel, Philly, Aza, the case of Hotel Pekum Corners, we don't even know they've been tampered with or they're still intact. So, Connorsense of the local facility, me, I, but you review, but you update.
That's funny. I just like the fact that you called him Finzo.
If ever Mkonas was fired immediately, there was not going to be a cry, because now he was put on suspension so he can be protected. Hence, he's busy doing his stuff for ANC. Now he's fuming, number one, because he only realized now, or Asa, more, because these people have been protecting him. So crying because those people in KZN are the one who started this investigation, these killings, because they are connected. The criminality holds the drugs in South Africa. So he's fuming and he's going to expose his incompetence. He trusts people. He's like, he doesn't care. Eston Shanduka is making money for his family and his business partners. He doesn't care. And now the chicken are coming to roast. When else is one need? Something big is coming.
Eish.
Yeah, another reason why these cops are behaving like this now, or are acting like this, is because they can see that people are trying to manipulate the situation in their favor, because there's something in those documents that involves them. Why would a president of a state put in so much effort to make this trial and protect whoever is in those dockets? Why? Letsotsi president is also involved. Kamala Kilavela lap, Lutsotsi law. And Uzama Ukvigela Nabangan back. Laba Abavela lap, Lauma docket. There's no fence here. The cops are behaving like this because manje Abasaz would buy AP. Their own president that's supposed to be protecting them is also against them. Those dockets were not supposed to go to Pretoria in the first place. Why were they in Pretoria? Lumuntu OSA Pretoria is also implicated in this thing. We of course a young LMS.
Mina, I'll say this. I've got no evidence that the president's involved in any of this or that his name features in the dockets. We don't know that. What I can tell you, though, is that in the time that the president has been in office, which is, what, 7 years now?
Yeah, about.
Yeah. I've never, ever heard anybody use the word furious about him. Mm. President Ramaphosa is the calmest president we've ever had. To be described as furious. Hi, ngiyaqala. Ngiyaqala ngila.
Yebo sizwe, hayi, no sizwe studio sizwe ababuyele emuva lamadokethi. Umnikazi wa umkhwanazi khona azokhona uexpose abaningi abantu. Ngoba sizwe vele asuka khona le, ababuyele emuva, i-commission izothi iqala, izoqala vele amadokethi akumnikazi wawo umkhwanazi okade vele esebenza ngawo. Asitholele ukuthi obani labantu abafihlwa kangaka kulamadokethi.
Hayi, mina nginofani kanye nomkhwanazi, ngiminabo. And uyambona nje ukuthi nokhatshala kunokuthizini athenjiswe wona. Ungasuke vethi ucede lapho sosemaphoyiseni, wazini amaphoyisa yena usadliwe, basafuna ukudla yona le mali le ekhulunywa ngayo. Ayikho le ndaba, mabayekele la mafile ayelamele aye khona. Ucinisile ubhuti lo othi yonke into mayenziwe digital. Hayi,
if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.